From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. It was a tough ending to a tough week on Wall Street. Worries about China's slowing growth, further steep drops in oil prices, and a disappointing report on U.S. retail sales contributed to a stock sell-off on Friday. The cost of a barrel of oil slid to around $29 a barrel. Analysts say that oil supplies already outstrip demand, and Iran is preparing to sell more crude as sanctions that have crimped its industry are lifted. Sam Stovall is with S&P Capital IQ.
I think you have a lot of investors who were long energy at higher prices and are now unloading those contracts whenever that they become available to do so. And what's happening is we're getting a snowballing effect and oil prices being pushed lower.
In New York, the S&P 500 fell nearly 2.2% at the close. The Dow was off 2.4% and the Nasdaq plunged 3.1%. Markets were also lower in Europe and in Asia. Shanghai stocks dropped 3.5% to end at its lowest level in more than a year. The lifting of sanctions on Iran, which could allow its oil to be sold, also spurred some of those fears on Wall Street. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Vienna Saturday for consultations with Iran's foreign minister and the EU's high representative on the implementation of a nuclear agreement with Tehran. Meanwhile, the UN International Atomic Energy Agency is expected to verify whether Iran is complying with its commitment to curtail its nuclear program, clearing the way for the lifting of sanctions. This is VOA News.